Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Oh, man, folks, hour one, unbelievable. And I, in my zeal to get the program started, I forgot to mention rudely, and I apologize, Happy Father's Day, of which I am one, Sean, for crying out loud.
I am one, too, but, you know, I was here at work, so.
You know, I say that not just to the fathers, but like I said on Mother's Day, you know, you single moms
yes.
are fathers, too. You
Absolutely.
Know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Look, it's a tough job. I know from firsthand experience. And, you know, congratulations to all you fathers and mothers. Man, I hope the barbecue's going and you're cranking up the Armed American Radio. And I'd like to welcome you back. Hour one, outstanding, Sean.
You know what? I learned a lot. I like listening to this show and working on this show because I learn a lot. And John Lott has brought a lot of information that I was not aware of.
Well, guess what? John Lott has agreed to stay with us for this segment in hour number two of Armed American Radio. So we're going to get right down to business because time flies so fast. I'd like to welcome John back. John, welcome back to the first segment of hour two.
Well, thanks for having me back on.
Okay. I'll tell you what. I'm going to get right to it. Washington Post on the 13th of June had their five myths column out. I don't know whether you saw it or not, but myth number one was guns don't kill people, people kill people. And they talk about how mortality data shows that attacks are far more likely to be fatal when a gun is involved. Gun control opponents, and I'm quoting, argue that this difference simply reflects the more serious deadly intent of offenders who choose to use a gun. But in groundbreaking and often replicated look at the details of criminal attacks in, of all places, Chicago in the 1960s, University of California Berkeley law professor Franklin Zimring found that the circumstances of gun and knife assaults are quite similar. Now, they go on to talk about guns don't kill people, people kill people, and they quote, of all people, Ozzy Osbourne.
Right. But here's, before we go too much further on this, and that is, look, guns do make it easier to kill people.
Sure they do.
And I think any sophisticated person who promotes guns recognizes that. But I think the thing you have to also recognize is that guns make it easier for people to defend themselves. And the question isn't one or the other. The question isn't, does it just make it easier to kill people or just does it make it easier for you to defend yourself? The question is, what's the net effect?
These statistics, though, are not readily available. I was a victim and used a gun and became one of the estimated 2.5 million times, depending on whose study you look at, the time that a gun is used to defend someone's life and a shot never fired. But you don't see those statistics. So how do we, you know, that's why I think your research is just so gosh darn important.
Right. Well, there are lots of things we do. We try to look at measures of changes in gun ownership. We try to look even more at when you have a change in the law. So you allow people to start carrying concealed handguns. What happens to the rates of different types of crimes? But it's much more sophisticated than that because it's just not whether there's a change then. It's how it changes as the percentage of the population with permitted concealed handguns change. You can also look at differences in different types of crime. So, for example, when you start allowing people to have permanent concealed handguns, there's some crimes it should affect and some it shouldn't very much. So, for example, crimes where the criminal comes in contact with the victim. All the violent crimes could potentially be stopped by a gun. Whereas if you're talking about a property crime where nobody's around, like stealing a tape deck from an unattended car, it's going to have a much smaller effect on that than it's going to have when the victim is present. You also see differences across different types of violent crimes. For example, multiple victim public shootings have the biggest drops.
Yep.
But I have the data in the third edition here for multiple victim public shootings, and you find that when states pass right to carry laws, there's about a 60% drop in the rate at which multiple victim public shootings occur, an almost 78% drop in the rate at which people are killed or injured. That's huge compared to maybe the 1.5% drop you're going to have in murders. And the reason is, you know, for murders you can think, well, you know, let's say 5% of the adult population has a permit. you know, there's some risk to the criminal. If he attacks somebody in a dark alley or in a parking lot, you get some deterrence. Why is it so much bigger for multiple victim public shootings? Well, if I have 50 people, or let's say 100 people in a restaurant, and even if there's only a 5% chance that any one individual has a permit concealed handgun with them, the probability that at least someone who's unknown to the attacker, is going to be able to defend themselves and others is going to be essentially 100%. And what you find in all this research is that as the probability that someone's able to defend themselves increases, you see greater deterrence. So rather than just a 5% chance when you're attacking one person, when you're attacking a group of people, criminals begin to learn that the chance that somebody's going to be able to protect themselves is much higher, and you see much greater deterrence.
They figure this out. Now, in economics, the term that I think is substitution effect, which you talk about. You tend to see when certain crimes go down, now you see certain crimes rise. And, you know, if the price of apples goes up, people buy more oranges. Don't we see the same thing in crime, too? We see mass public shootings go down. We might see vehicle larcenies go up, things of that nature.
Right. Well, you may see, for example, when you start to see right to carry laws, some criminals may switch away from armed robbery where the victim might be able to defend themselves, and they may switch into things like larceny or auto theft when the car is unattended because now those crimes are relatively more attractive to trying to get money through armed robbery when you have to come into direct contact with a victim. You avoid potentially armed victims, just like in the first hour we talked about criminals trying to avoid houses when there's houses where people are in them, mm-hmm. because they know that people might use a gun to defend
That's
them.
That's right. They don't want to get shot. You know, you and I, John, have a common thread in here. On page 241 of your book, the third edition, More Guns, Less Crime, folks, pick this thing up. You're hearing it right now. I wish we had more time, but More Guns, Less Crime, Third Edition, Understanding Crime and Gun Control Laws. On 241, page 241, you reference State Representative, Ohio State Representative Michael DuBose. Michael DuBose is a Cleveland, Ohio State Representative in Ohio who voted against Ohio's right to carry legislation twice until he was attacked at gunpoint while walking through his neighborhood. I did an interview with Michael DuBose, of which you can read. It is a full chapter, and you can read the interview I did with him in its entirety. And after that interview, I hooked up with the Buckeye Firearms Association with Jim Irvine, our friend here at Armed American Radio, and together we got Representative DuBose, his training, he and his wife and 12 of his family and friends, and they are now proud Ohio CCW permit holders. And, John, it goes to that, don't tell me this until you walk in my shoes. Do you see a pattern across the board? Did you look at any of that type of data where people change their minds? I mean, to me, it's common sense.
Well, in parts of the book, I go through polling data on gun ownerships. And one of the things you find is that determines a lot whether people own guns is whether they've been victims of violent crime. When somebody's been a victim of violent crime, their rate of owning guns increases because they see how helpless they are. They see how, even though the police may be extremely important, my research shows that there's the single most important factor. The police themselves understand that they virtually always arrive on the crime scene after the crime's been committed. And so that raises the question, what do you propose that somebody does? And simply telling somebody to behave passive is actually very dangerous advice. You know, there's a kernel of truth to the saying that you should behave passively, but it's really based on kind of a misunderstanding of the data. We talked last hour about the National Crime Victimization Survey. If you include all forms of passive resistance compared to all forms of active resistance, passive resistance is slightly safer. But the problem is, under the heading of active resistance, you're lumping together all sorts of things, some that are much more dangerous and some that are much safer. So, for example, the most dangerous thing for a woman to do if she's confronted by a criminal is to use her fists. And the reason is you're almost always talking about a male criminal doing the attacking. There's a huge strength differential that usually exists there. And for a woman to use her fists, she's going to get a physical response back from the attack. The second most dangerous thing for a woman to do is to run away. Now, if she can run away and escape, that's great. But the problem is, women tend to be significantly slower runners than men are. particularly for the age of criminals that we're usually talking about, in the process of being tackled and subdued, there can be serious injury. So when you lump all those things together, it makes it look like passive behavior is better. But when you break it out, you find that having a gun is much better than passive behavior. And the reason why you may not see that when you lump all the different active resistance together is because it's being combined with some of these other actions, which are very dangerous.
Unbelievable. Ladies and gentlemen, we're coming to the end of this segment, unfortunately. John Lott, I want to thank you so much for sticking around with us for this segment. I'll see you in New York on the Stossel Show next week, ladies and gentlemen, 8 p.m. Stossel, Fox Business Channel. You're going to get a whole lot more of this, and we'll be talking with him live on the show. You are on the Armed American Radio Network. We'll have him back on. Pick up the book, More Guns, Less Crime. We'll be right back.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay? Or are you stuck in a tax payment plan that is getting you nowhere? The IRS is now taking very aggressive actions, such as bank levies and wage garnishments. If you owe the IRS at least $15,000, call American Tax Relief. They've helped thousands of people like you eliminate up to 85% of their delinquent taxes. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, American Tax Relief can settle your debts for less than you owe, remove penalties and interest, and protect you from bank levies and garnishments. As a hardworking American, you do have rights. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation and see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, you can save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Call right now. 1-800-605-3241. That's 1-800-605-3241.
Well-known for high-quality handmade leather holsters, Galco Gun Leather now offers a product line made of virtually maintenance-free kydex. Check out the Triton inside the waistband holster. The Triton by Galco is fast, thin, and easy to conceal. The belt clip offers quick on and off capability while the sweat guard protects both the gun and the gun carrier. If you're a fan of kydex holsters and require deep inside the waistband concealment, the Galco Triton line is for you. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order online, visit GalcoGunLeather.com.
One shot, one kill. That's Extreme Shock, the world's most advanced ammunition. For self-defense or hunting, there is no equal. Engineered to inflict maximum damage on its target, Extreme Shock's composite bullets fragment on impact, delivering devastating stopping power and carving catastrophic wounds. We've got the photos, videos, and testimonials to prove it. Find a dealer or order now at ExtremeShockUSA.net.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
This hour of Armed American Radio is proudly being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, the GOA, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Join the Gun Owners of America, folks, at gunowners.com.
www.ifyourmortgage.org. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Well, that kind of sounds like you.
Does it really? It might. You know, it's funny. I was driving down the road the other day, and I had 920 on in Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
And I forget where I was, but I was stopped somewhere. I know what it was. I was getting ready to go to the grocery store, and I was listening to Denny Prager. Great. I love listening to Denny. He's super. And he went to a break, and I, as I went to a break, it was 33 minutes after the hour. All of a sudden, I came on. I thought, whoa, that's pretty weird.
Wow.
It wasn't me, actually. It was Mike Gallagher. It was the Mike Gallagher promo that, you know, talking about listening to Armed American Radio.
Oh, cool.
Which is great, because Mike is, if you've ever listened to him, ladies and gentlemen, he's really good, and he's really on top of his game every single day. And he's a lot of fun to listen to. Folks, I got to tell you, and Sean, you too, that hour and that segment was hot.
It really was. We actually kept him for an hour, too.
We did, yes. And I got to tell you,
well worth
you know,
it.
Well worth it. I just wish we had more time. I mean, we could literally pick his brain. I'm sitting here with his book in front of me, and I've got statistics penned in preparation for talking with him. And of course, the conversation's natural. It's on the fly, and you know, you don't want to change gears too fast because he has so much to say. But little things like on page 45, 41% of Americans live in gun-owning households, and we'll go through more of those. But because we had John on and held him over, I want to bring in right now, Sean, my next guest, Eric McCabe, and he wants to talk about the Appleseed Project, and we're going to do that right now. And Eric, you're on Armed American Radio, man. Come on in. The water's warm.
Outstanding, Mark.
Wow.
I want to say, you know, happy Father's Day to you and Sean and
thank
Dr.
you.
Lott, if he's also a father.
Thank you.
And everybody else listening out there to that, happy Father's Day to you.
Yeah, and to you too. I can't believe I forgot that in the first hour. Eric, time is just going to fly by us. It always does on Armed American Radio because we have so much fun.
Oh,
you've got some
this
really
last
cool stuff.
Hour has just been racing.
Yeah, it really has. Yeah.
Something I guess, that Americans innately know.
I should you tell know, everybody that you've actually been on hold since hour number one at the top of the hour. And that's kind of cool, though, because you can listen to the show as it progresses live, and you
well,
can jump right in.
And it was great listening.
Wow, you know, he's good, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't get any better.
It's something that we as Americans know innately, that owning and being effective with a firearm is the best form of self-defense.
You better believe it. And we know that. That's what I said to John, that this is common sense. And I got to tell you, I'm really looking forward to sitting down on that panel with Stossel. Now, there's going to be six amazing Second Amendment freedom fighters on that panel. And Susanna Hupp will be on it. Nikki Gosar will be on it. Alan Gura will be on it. Otis McDonald of the McDonald case, obviously, and his attorney,
yeah.
Alan Gura, the brilliant young attorney. They've all been on the show with the exception of Otis. And John Lott will be on it. And myself, and of course, Stossel's very pro-gun. So, and it's in front of a live studio audience. It's going to be a blast. So, please check it out on Fox Business
Channel. Absolutely.
Eric, tell us what you got going on before we run out of time again.
Well, it's not only what I've got going on, but what America across the nation has got going on. No matter where you live in this country, within 2.5 hours of you, or really close to that, is something called the Appleseed Project. Now, the Appleseed Project is a nationwide nonprofit movement trying to restore the heritage of the United States, of we the people as Americans.
Which is under incredible attack right now.
It is. It is. And I think it's been that way for a long time, as you know, anybody that pays attention to what's going on in this country already knows.
How can people get involved? What does Appleseed Project do? What type of work does it do? And how can they get involved? Where do they go? Where do they find it? You guys got a website out there?
Absolutely. AppleseedUSA.org.
Okay. What is your predominant goal?
Well, we have two goals. One, restore the rifle marksmanship heritage of the United States. Two, get everybody, you know, to an Appleseed so that they get involved with whatever they happen to be believing in.
Sean, this is cool stuff because you're talking about something very similar to like the origins of a Tea Party movement, you know?
Exactly. It's,
we're talking about grassroots, basically. And that's what this program talks about on a regular basis is the grassroots. And we like to spotlight them and highlight them as best we can. We've done that in a number of states. We actually had a recommendation from a listener to carve some time out each show and spotlight a grassroots organization in each individual state. And I intend on doing that. I think that's a great idea, and we might carve something like that out in the roundtable,
mm-hmm.
which would be a lot of fun, and give organizations like Eric's the ability. Tell us about the marksmanship program, Eric.
Well, the marksmanship portion of our program is intended to take the average American rifle owner from being just about effective at 100 yards with most rifles to the traditional rifleman setting of 500 yards, a man-sized target at 500 yards with a rifle.
Now, do you have instructors? Are you teaching these classes? How does this work, and what age groups can get involved?
Everybody is encouraged to get involved. We don't set a lower limit on age. We have instructors at every event, nationally certified instructors. We go through a rigorous program of teaching people, learning how to teach, and proving our effectiveness at teaching at every event.
See, that's cool stuff. Have you by any chance seen Top Shots on History Channel yet?
I have.
Okay.
That's been an excellent show.
We had, Sean, you'll remember, one of the producers.
Yes.
You remember him?
Yes,
We had him on the show months ago when mm-hmm. Rob Pincus was co-hosting with me.
Mm-hmm.
And Rob, I think, upset him a little bit when he told him that he knew who the host was going to be. And the producer says, well, that's crazy. I'm working on the show, and I don't know Rob says, well, I do. Well, guess what? I was told in a private conversation that Rob was right.
Really?
Yeah. But interestingly, where I'm going here is that's a really cool show. Folks, it's like Survivor. And the those goofy, what are the challenges they have?
Yes.
For immunity challenges?
Mm-hmm.
But those challenges are performed with handguns and the skills, various types of handguns. For the one I just saw, what was it, last week, was a Beretta 92FS, or the military, the Beretta M9. And I'll tell you what, our friend Caleb Giddings is on Top Shot, and he's doing wonderful. You remember him, Sean, right?
Yes, I do, definitely.
I do. Eric, is there anything else you can tell us before we got to let you slide? We're going to start hearing some cool music here in a second, but I would like to direct people over. Let's give the website out one more time.
Okay, the website that everybody needs to check out is appleseedusa.org.
There
now,
you go, folks.
What they're going to find on that website is what an event entails, what they should bring to an event, and where their closest event is going to be.
And it doesn't matter where you are, you're all over the country.
I believe we're in all of the lower 48 states, and we're working on holding our first event in Hawaii.
See, folks, no excuse.
Very nice.
No excuse. The lower 48 covers all of us, and now you're moving into Hawaii. Eric, thanks so much for joining Armed American Radio, and thanks for holding through those segments. It's live radio, and sometimes we get a little bit hung up, man.
Mark, it's been great, and I expect to continue on listening to the rest of your show, because like to hear what's going on.
Well, we've got a good one coming up. Eric, thanks very much, and we'll follow up with you in the coming weeks ahead. See? There
Thank
we
you,
go.
Mark. It's
the
been
segment.
Great.
Thanks, Eric. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be right back with Pastor Ken Blanchard, the Urban Shooter Podcast. Good friend of mine and a good friend of yours. You are on the Armed American Radio Network, and we'll be right back.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
With consumers still looking to save money wherever they can, getting the most out of their cars continues to be very important. Jody DeVere, president of Women's Automotive Association International, knows that using quality products in your car today can help save money in the long run.
Motor oil is called the lifeblood of your car's engine and one of the most important ways you can protect your investment. But all motor oils are not the same.
DeVere recommends asking for a high-quality oil by name because Pennzoil and Quaker State, for example, invest heavily in comprehensive product testing and are formulated to meet the demands of today's engines.
Don't leave the oil choice to the person behind the counter, because using a high-quality motor oil in the right grade can help maximize fuel economy, minimize emissions, and help save money by preventing costly engine damage.
For more information about the importance of high-quality motor oil, visit motoroilmatters.org. I'm Ron Javers.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, this is Bill Bennett, and I'm filling my prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters.
Is that it, Bill?
That's it.
That's it?
That's all he... Yeah,
on the other one, he said, redefining weekend talk radio.
And I believe he is right.
I would believe that, too. But, you know, I can't tell you. We've got interest in some cities across the country that I have to keep close to my vest. I can't tell you about them.
But that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's a great thing. In fact, boy, I'll tell you what, when I do tell you about them, there's going to be a lot of listeners happy.
We need to get you on here in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Yeah, that's another one we're working on.
Okay.
That's another one we're working on. I'm actually going to be having a meeting up in New York, which will be kind of cool, at the Empire State Building.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with some of the guys that get on and talk about the show. Let me tell you something. This show is just smoking right along. I'm very pleased that John stayed with us for that extra segment. I wish we had him for longer. I'll tell you, I've got pages and pages and pages of stuff for him. And, you know, I promise you, ladies and gentlemen, that a lot of this is going to be covered on Fox Business Channel Thursday night at 8 o'clock because that is the topic of the show, more guns, less crime. And I was actually watching Stossel, I think it was last night. And at the end, he does his little, you know, closing bit. And when he was done, he says, next week, do more guns mean less crime? Make sure to tune in. I thought, oh, I'll tune in. I'll tune in, all right. I'm going to be there.
I don't know how I'm going to react to you being on television.
Yeah, neither do
you
I.
You and Nikki.
Neither do I. Well, you got Susanna sitting there, and Nikki, you know, bless her heart, she's all nervous. You know, with John Lott, you know, the percent of people identifying themselves as gun owners on page 38, fascinating statistic here on page 39 of More Guns, Less Crime, Understanding Crime and Gun Control Laws, the percentage of Democrats owning guns and the salary deviations in gun ownership rates, fascinating stuff. Page 40, the only demographic where ownership, where gun ownership fell, where do you think it was?
Liberals.
Let's bring in our next guest to talk about some of this stuff, because I know he's got a lot to say about it. In fact, he resides in one of those demographics. The Urban Shooter Podcast, otherwise known as the Black Man with a Gun, Ken Blanchard, Pastor Ken Blanchard. Welcome.
What's up, buddy?
Man, I'm telling you, I'm glad you're finally on here with us, man. We've missed you the last couple weeks, Ken.
Man, Sunday's a rough day. After preaching and corralling my folks around all day, I am too damn.
Well, happy Father's Day, man.
Thanks, man. I'm chilling, too. I had a nice, big, happy Father's Day meal, and nice. I'm all fat, and I'm sitting here. And
isn't that great? That's Did you grill something, stuff. Or was it grilled for you?
It was grilled for me.
Oh, man, tell us what you had. I'm a huge grill fan.
Well, actually, I had Maryland crab cakes.
Oh, golly. Oh, man. Homemade, I presume.
No, we went out.
Oh, good, good. See, then you didn't have to do it.
Nah, we were sitting out there on the in Annapolis. Watching the boats go by, it was kind of nice.
I have to ask you this. You know, we took the word degree and threw it out the window when we talk about the temperature, and we replaced it with the word gore. Now, the gore here in Atlanta today was very hot. It was about 96 gore. And the reason I say that is because I believe it was also very hot up in your neck of the woods.
I was about to just get into a little baby pool in the backyard, man. Just sit there with my shorts on.
I gotta love it.
It's about 93 degrees here all day.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, see, 93 gore, Ken. 93 gore. Here's the reason I bring that up. Sean, you're going to love this.
Yes.
I can't stand TV weather people.
Oh, I
can't stand them. And I wonder, do they talk like that when they're at home?
They don't know what's going on half the time.
Do they tell their kids, it's going to be dinner at 6? And the steak will be ready in 4. You know, Ken, it kills me, but here's what I heard today on and I won't name a station here because they pretty much all do it, but I love this. This guy gets up in front of his little green screen back there, and he's pointing, and he's got his little clicker thing, and you're seeing, you know, where the showers were last night and where they think they're going to be today, which never happens. That's great. I love the way those models show the exact lines. How does it do that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and here's what he says. We're going to be pushing against a record heat day today. And I thought, oh, God, here we go. Here comes the global warming.
Oh, yeah.
You know, here we're going to hear this. Well, he didn't. He tried. He wanted to go there, but he couldn't. And he says the record in Atlanta is 98. We're going to be pushing it close. It's going to be 96. And I said, okay, tell us, when was the record set? Prove me right. The record of 98, of course, was set in 1933. Oh, yeah, there's Al Gore. 1933, before global warming, those two words went together.
Yeah, before they even thought about it.
Yeah, oh, 1933, okay. Mm. Hey, Ken.
Dude.
The only demographic where gun ownership fell, according to John Lott's amazing book, More Guns, Less Crime, that drives the anti-gunners bonkers with the statistics. Any idea where it was?
Urban.
Where it would be? Urban, you're absolutely correct. In areas with a population of 500,000 people or greater.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, he's got an amazing, amazing amount of statistics. And he talks about celebrities. He actually names celebrities with permits. Like Robert De Niro.
If you live in a city, as soon as you come in, you kind of throw some of your rights away.
All right, let's talk about that because you live in D.C.
Yep.
And Let's talk about it. Go there, because this is what you specialize in with your Urban Shooter podcast. Talk to us.
We have a section of rights that you just kind of assume that you don't have anymore. You think we're going to get more civilized, we're going to be more friendlier because we're closer together. You will have no gun store to go to. That's the biggest thing. Everything that's firearms related will be outlawed. So if you come from outside the city, everything that you have is it. That's it. You're going to get everything from mail order, and hopefully you still got relatives that live outside of where you now reside. You won't be able to congregate with people who will go to the range. You're going to have to go, like if you live in D.C., you're going to have to go to Maryland or Virginia.
Right.
It's going to make you travel somewhere. So if you live in any city, New York City, D.C., for the most part, you're now living in a gun-free zone, and it's by design to be that way.
Mm-mm.
And it's even bad because once you get around people who are not familiar with firearms, it's really easy to promote lies and mistruths and just myths. So you can promote a whole bunch of stuff to a huge number of people, and you don't have anybody to back it. So all the pro-gun people who live in the urban center usually meet outside the city somewhere else, and that's kind of where my show is. There's a lot of people who live in the city, live in apartment buildings, live in townhouses, and they didn't always live there. So they need kind of like motivation, they need inspiration, need a little help just keeping the faith, because you don't get any help.
You're bombarded with negatives. You're bombarded, as you said, with lies. You just brought up some absolutely fantastic points, Sean.
Yes.
You know, I feel... Well, I think there's a difference. I think there's a difference. You correct me if you think I'm wrong, Ken. Isn't there a difference, say, for example, between New York and D.C., the mentality between the two cities, for example, than there is maybe in Chicago? Because we have Bloomberg, for example, up in New York. And Bloomberg just went out on record, and of course, live. I bet that this was timed for the stinging defeat they're going to get in about the next week with the release of the McDonald decision.
Oh, yeah.
They know it's coming, right?
Yeah, it's all timing.
Sure, and what he does is, we've got 30 seconds before we go to a break, so I'll let this come out. When we do, we come back, I'll let you comment on it. But he comes out in advance in a preemptive strike that he's going to relax the paperwork requirements for a New York permit in the city. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, there's the Sam Kinison laugh again. Oh, yeah, sure. Uh-huh. So what he's going to do is he's going to charge you $394, Ken, and then $94 for fingerprints, and instead of making you go through 500 pages, he's just going to stamp the first page. No. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. When we come back, we'll find out what the process is now in Washington, D.C., in the wake of the Heller decision from a man who lives there, Pastor Ken Blanchard. This is the Armed American Radio Network.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-412-7799. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-412-7799. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-412-7799. That's 1-866-412-7799.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle.
each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Deep concealment and amazing affordability combine in Galco's new Tuck and Go Inside the Waistband Holsters. The Tuck and Go's open top allows for a fast draw, while the holster's reinforced mouth allows for smooth and easy reholstering. Available for over 35 models of handguns, the Galco Tuck and Go combines amazing affordability with the quality you expect from Galco Gun Leather. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order online, please visit galcogunleather.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Gallagher, and I'm filling my prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters.
Yeah, you are, Mike. So is Washington, D.C.
We love Washington.
Yeah, yeah. Ken, you know we're on in D.C. live right now, right?
Yeah, man, that's cool.
Isn't that great stuff?
Yeah.
And I always say, I know. Barack and Michelle, you know what they're doing? You know what they do on Sunday nights?
What are you doing, man?
They're just chilling out in bed, hanging out. And here's what he says. Honey, there's a break. Go get more popcorn. I can't wait to hear the roundtable. Armed American Radio is on.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Go get more popcorn or have the staff bring it. And shut that dog up.
Right.
Armed American Radio is on. Okay, here's the thing. We talked about, Sean, wait a minute. I want you, do you have the number you can give out?
Yes, I do.
Go for it.
It is 877-956-9566. Give us a call, comment, question, anything, while we have Mr. Ken Blanchard on the air.
I'm proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
For remembering that number. And Facebook, too, folks.
Absolutely. We need, 110 people to click on the light?
160 to click that like button up there to get us over 3,000. Do it. Set us a record, would you?
Absolutely.
Also, Ken.
Yes, sir.
All right, we talked about Bloomberg before the break. You know, the Rhino, a preemptive strike, knowing that the Chicago decision is going to find the ban in Chicago unconstitutional. That's almost a foregone conclusion. John Lott said 5-4, and most experts say it's going to be very close. I'm still holding out for a 9-0 decision because I don't see how it can be anything but. I don't think they would do that with free speech. But okay. Because the word gun is in the amendment, bear arms, okay, I should say, because it pertains to the right to keep and bear arms, of course, it's going to be along political lines. And I can't wait to see who doesn't like part of our U.S. Constitution and makes it plain in their dissent. Okay, now, we saw what's going on in New York. He's going to jack the price up. Well, he's actually keeping it the same, I guess. I guess he didn't jack the price up. Stays on, just under $400 plus $95 for the fingerprints and then a quick no.
What?
Yeah. Unless you're Robert De Niro and have a beautiful, brownstone down in the village somewhere like he does in the East Village or Soho or wherever he's at, you don't get a permit. If you're the guy sloughing dough back and forth with $50 in your pocket between bagel shops or driving a cab, okay, you don't get a permit. Mm. But Robert De Niro.
That's pretty much the case in every city in the United States.
Well, what's going on now in D.C.? We've had Heller on, as you know. What's going on in Washington now in the wake of this decision as we get close to the McDonald release?
It's an anticipation. Everybody's just kind of waiting and seeing. But right now, it's still pretty hard to have anything other than a revolver in your home. And the way they get around it is they say they're to protect the residents from unsafe handguns, from accidental discharge or lack of safety devices when dropped. So they disapprove just about anything that you can carry or that you would want to have for protection.
Mm. You know, that was not unexpected.
Yeah.
You know, it's just unfortunate that they're wasting all of our time and our money in fighting the inevitable. But
and Maryland's the same. And in Maryland, even if you buy a firearm, you have the right to, and you pass everything and you go through the rigmarole. Maryland, even on the form, it never says that it approves your purchase. It just says that state police do not disapprove you buying one.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Am I living in a twilight zone or something?
No, you're living
in... You're telling me there are cities out there that absolutely do this?
Yes.
Wow.
So you got a dual yes.
Wow.
And get away with it.
They do get away with it. But here's the fascinating part, ladies and gentlemen, as we discuss the expected decision on McDonald, the Chicago gun ban case, at any moment, literally at any moment. I think, Ken, that the left, the anti-gun, not the left, the anti-gunners, there's a lot of left-wing gun owners in this country. Mm-hmm. The anti-gunners are anticipating a defeat. And I like to say stinging defeat because that's the way they always refer to it if they perceive themselves winning something. But they're looking at what type of regulation, what is the court going to say is allowed, is what's going to happen. So that's what you're anticipating in D.C. to see what the court says. I'm hoping that they tighten up what they left open in the Heller decision, which is why Alan Guru approached the argument in the case the way he did in an effort to tighten that case up. He told us that here himself. Do you think that we're going to see some tightening up of those regulations so that Washington can no longer play these games?
Unfortunately, no.
That was not the answer I wanted to hear.
I know. I think what happens, though, is that everybody who's free has no conception of how regulatory or restrictive it is to live where it's not. I think the Indians who came, Native Americans who came and said, this land is owned by the great ancestor and everybody's free and you can cross any time, had no concept that the next time they came over there was a barbed wire fence and a person willing to shoot them for crossing the land. That didn't even fit into their same mentality that it would ever happen. Freedom is freedom, you would think, but it's not. People can put barriers around the simplest concept and keep you locked up forever.
Now, that's a great analogy. Question. Has there been, and I know you know the answer to this, has there been a resurgence of gun ownership? You heard John Lott say that since 2008, he's had time to look at these figures, that the murder rate in Washington is dropping like a stone. We know we're going to see the same thing in Chicago. We know it. Daley's already figuring out how to get around a U.S. Supreme Court decision before he's even heard it. If that doesn't tell you who we're dealing with here, folks. Okay, so Washington, because you're there, and you talk about this on the podcast a lot, what are your expectations? Are they high? Are they low? What about your neighbors? What about other gun owners, the folks that you have to leave the city with?
We still have an underground movement, and you don't even have to be, but we still have it. With the increase of the Internet, with the increase of Armed American Radio, with the increase of just education, people are like, you know what? I can own a gun, doggone it. But it's a race for the minds and the hearts of people where what you have is in the summertime when in every city when there's just a whole bunch of people and it's hot, crime increases every summer.
Sure, it does.
There's going to be some horrible stuff that happens this summer. And there are people sitting there with a whole paragraph of text to throw behind each murder, each assault. And all they need is a name. And that will blindside people or keep them emotionally charged to bypass or to pass regulation that hurts them by the time it cools back down and they get their senses again. That's what we work with. We work with emotions constantly.
I ask myself these questions on a regular basis. I don't get it. You know, when I was talking about the upcoming Stossel show this week on Fox Business, you know, it dawns on me, Susanna Hupp, friend of mine, been on the program a number of times, rode to the march with her, had, you know, met her in the hotel. She's a wonderful woman. And when you think about the tragedy that she went through. Okay, this was Killeen, Texas in 1991. Of course, she was famous for her rebuke of Senator Chuck Schumer at the Senate hearings on gun control shortly after that. He's still a senator.
Right.
This was back in 92.
Yeah.
You know, look, the words career and politician don't belong together in the same sentence. But he continues to float into office. Daley continues to float into office. The Daleys have been running Chicago for decades. What in the world is going on?
Once you get into office, you're good to go.
The power of incumbency, I guess, ladies and gentlemen. Ken Blanchard, you're going to stick around for the roundtable with me and the Ogre and Sean, right?
No, I'm not going to. The bed is calling me.
Oh, I don't blame you, man. But we threw the invite out. Listen, for joining us. Appreciate your insight.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Check him out at the Urban Podcast, folks. The Urban Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters. The roundtable is coming up with me, George, and Sean, and a lot of really fun news stories that we're going to talk about and just get some opinion on. Don't go away. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Washington, D.C., by the way. Sean? Are you there, Sean?
I'm here.
Tell the Obamas to go get something to drink, because I know they're listening.
Yeah, it's popcorn time.
Popcorn time, folks. You too. We're talking guns, ammunition, and the right to keep and bear arms. We'll be back after these messages.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby, like a dog in here.
Tell it to me by the camera now, baby. Hello, this is Steve Down, author of Financially Fit for Life. Several years ago, following a business failure, I found myself in more than $1 million in personal debt. The very thought of bankruptcy put me into despair. But then I realized that if I had the ability to get $1 million in debt, that same ability could get me out of debt. I then put together a plan to pay off my debt within 5 years without filing bankruptcy. I made an amazing discovery. The plan that would pay off my debt in 5 years was the same plan that could retire me in 5 years. But you don't have to take my word for it, because I'm willing to send you my free CD that has proven to thousands how they could do the same, debt-free and financially free, all within 5 years. I know you too can do the same. Because it's free, you have nothing to lose but your debt, and you have a lifetime of financial health and wealth to gain. Call now for your free CD at 888-7-WAKE-UP. That's 888-7-WAKE-UP. 888-792-5387.
This year, most of the U.S. had the kind of weather that would make a polar bear call in an order for a Snuggie. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. If you were working from home with the 3-Step Plan, you wouldn't have to fight the snow or traffic. You wouldn't have to worry about what to do with the kids on snow days. The 3-Step Plan could make it possible for you to work from the comfort of your home and earn as much or even more than you do sliding around on the pavement going to work for somebody else. Most people build a home business with the 3-Step Plan on a part-time basis. But many do develop a business that earns more than they did working at a job. Can you picture yourself beside the fireplace with a telephone and a computer working your own business? To find out how you can make more money working from home, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.